Now, ladies and gentlemen, just a few minutes ago, we finished playing a concert here. The current concert tour that's called Festival of Modern American Music, American Jazz, I should put it that way, here at the Eastman Theater in Rochester. And the musicians have been out having a cigarette and a little relaxation before the broadcast, so they have not been informed too much as to what's taking place this evening. I wonder, Mr. Dick Doty, I wonder if you'd do me a favor and possibly say something yourself while we inform them as to what they're going to play.
I certainly will, Stan Kenton. Ladies and gentlemen, the National Broadcasting Company takes pride in presenting to you another Stan Kenton concert in miniature. A man and his orchestra synonymous with music that is new, vigorous, and different. Direct from the beautiful Eastman Theater in Rochester, New York, through the facilities of WHAM Rochester, we bring you Stan Kenton's exciting modern American music. And we're sure you'll enjoy these fresh and stimulating ideas. Now, here again is modern America's man of music and your conductor, Stan Kenton.
Thank you very much. We feel reasonably sure that we'll be back on the air next week. The first number this evening is this light thing of Bill Holman's that is jazz, but announced kind of in the classical tradition. It's called Theme and Variations. Stan? Second spot is going to be some rhythm music based upon the blues. Sometimes I wonder whether there would be any jazz today if it weren't for the blues, because it's been played in every key and at every tempo by every musician in jazz since the beginning of the music. This is a rather unusual thing. It starts out with Connie Condoli by himself playing solo horn at a rather fast tempo, and it finally develops into the orchestra and eventually is picked up by Lee Konitz and developed further. Then Lee will dissolve it, possibly with one final note. This thing is called Blues Before and After. Count. Blow this way.
Take a bow, Connie. Lee Konitz, please. Here at the microphone is the man with the trombone that is playing this thing that is one of the popular portraits on a standard, the album that has just recently been released. The guy's name is Frank Rosolino, and he plays at the moment Duke Ellington's I Got It Bad and That Ain't Good.
Thank you.
While Rosalino's enjoying applause, which is his greatest pleasure, I'd like to explain that this next is some rhythmic music written by Bill Holman. It's an original trumpet solo written for Buddy Childers, and it's titled Solo for Buddy. As Dick Doty told you earlier this evening, we are broadcasting tonight from the magnificent Eastman Theater in Rochester, one of the most beautiful theaters in America, and possibly I could be very safe in saying the entire world. It's part of the very famous school of Eastman School of Music, and of course this auditorium is the home of the Rochester Philharmonic Orchestra. It's currently under the direction of Eric Leinsdorf, and of course the Rochester Pops Orchestra, directed by Paul White, and of course Morton Gould, guest conductor. Tonight marks the fourth day of this thing that we are currently a part of called the Festival of Modern American Jazz. This evening was Rochester, tomorrow night is Philadelphia, and to kind of give you an idea, besides the orchestra here and myself, we have June Christie with us, Dizzy Gillespie, Slim Gaylord, Candido, and Errol Garner. It's a pretty exciting lineup, and we hope that we'll have as much luck in the future as we have the last 4 days. Right now, here's the new concept of Artistry and Rhythm, the composition of Bill Russo's that is sort of Cuban in content. In fact, named for the geographical location of Cuba on this face of this earth. It's called 23 degrees north, 82 degrees west. Thank you. We're going here with rhythm music at the moment. I think that we'll continue on throughout the rest of the program this evening. Here's the thing that is called Zoot, simply because of a tenor saxophone player that's called Zoot Sims. Here's a rather fast-moving thing that at 4/4 to a bar, things go by pretty fast. The beat, I mean, in this particular arrangement. It's a thing of Jerry Mulligan's. You'll hear some of the orchestra for the beginning of it. Then you'll hear a lot of fast alto saxophone improvising by Lee Konitz. Here's a number we haven't played for quite a while. It's called Limelight.
Thank you.
Concert in Miniature. Kenton's refreshingly original conception and interpretation of music in the modern idiom. Our broadcast tonight came to you direct from the Eastman Theater in Rochester, New York, to the facilities of WHAM Rochester. Join us next week at the same time for another Stan Kenton Concert in Miniature, featuring the dynamic quality of a group of musicians and its leaders to present to you the freshest and most stimulating ideas in modern American music. Dick Nolte speaking. This has been an NBC Radio Network production. This is NBC Radio Network.